We had a slight technical interruption, so I'm going to continue. The case numbers are 2014 DHCD. The case numbers are 2014 DHCD TP30482 and 2014 DHCD TP30555. The appeal is styled Roy L. Pearson, Jr., Tenant Appellant versus Gardenia Brown, Housing Provider Appellee. The Commission notes that there are parties seated before it and would ask that you identify yourselves for the record, beginning with the Tenant Appellant.
Hey, good afternoon, Your Honor. My name is Roy Pearson. I'm the Tenant Appellant and the Tenant Appellee on the Cross Appeal.
Thank you, sir. And for the Housing Provider Appellee.
Yes, good afternoon, Your Honor. My name is Doreen Haney, and I represent the Housing Provider Appellee and in the Cross Appeal, the Appellant.
I would briefly like to explain our procedures. Our rules are largely similar to those of the District of Columbia Court of Appeals. Each party will have 20 minutes to present its case, beginning with the tenant appellant. The tenant appellant may reserve up to 5 minutes of your 20 minutes for rebuttal following the presentation of the case of the housing provider appellee. The housing provider appellee must present all of its arguments within the 20-minute time frame and will have no rebuttal time. In our discretion, the Commission may allow additional time for argument to a party in the event that we engage in questions that occupy a substantial portion of your time. Our hearing will be recorded on an audio CD. The Commission's decision will be issued in writing and is intended to be issued to the parties in the next 30 to 45 days. In this proceeding, the Commission does not request nor will it accept post-hearing submissions from either party. Please turn off any cell phones or other electronic equipment. The Commission would like to ask the parties whether they believe that settlement negotiations would be an option to them to settle this case before this appeal is heard.
No.
Mr. Pearson.
You have to be audible.
No.
As long as one party objects, we can't do it. The commission is aware of only one preliminary issue, and that is a motion filed by the tenant appellant. Tenant appellant's motion for leave to supplement the appellate record. The essence of it is contained in point five. As a tenant appellant finalized his oral argument preparation, he, that is the appellant, determined that his argument may reference to at least one of the still omitted OAH filings. This is a hypothetical motion. It doesn't link any of the issues to any of the documents. And it suggests that it may reference without saying that it will reference. As a result, this motion is denied.
Now, just note for the record that I was unaware that a ruling had issued, I guess, May 3rd, on a prior motion I filed with respect to pretty much the same issues. I was going to withdraw that motion in light of the ruling on the other motion in any event. I just received yesterday the ruling on the other motion.
I have to quite honestly say the other motion, I don't. We're going to take a 5-minute recess right now.